This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You show up at your local farmer's market, and there are stalls stocked with fruits and vegetables, grills firing, and sellers are in place to tell you about what's on offer. But a lot of work goes into preparing that produce as a vendor gets ready for market day. Kyle Doda is the owner of 1000 Stone Farm. He drives an hour from his vegetable farm in Brookfield to sell at the Burlington Farmer's Market on Saturdays. VPR's Rick Singeri met Kyle at the farm at 5 o'clock in the morning to get an idea of what a farmer goes through on a typical market day.
In the morning, there's always a couple things that I seem to forget from time to time. A scale being one that's pretty important. Can't sell too much without it. So this box truck isn't heated or cooled or insulated yet. So hopefully this year we'll add that aspect of being able to insulate it and keep it cool, because it definitely gets pretty warm. Right now it doesn't matter because it's 40 degrees out. But in the winter, or even late fall, I have to heat it in the morning. Like, get up at like a little earlier and throw a heater in there, because all the produce would just freeze.
How much do you load the night before?
Just our tent and some tables and some of the display stuff. There's no produce or anything in there. Though if we had it able to be like on a reefer truck style, or like a kind of even an AC unit, something that could keep it below 41, we could load the night before, and I could sleep in a little more.
There's not a ton to load right now at this time of year, unfortunately, because we don't do a lot of storage crops. The farm only has about an acre and a half here, and then we lease 2 more acres. Those 2 acres are becoming more storage crop oriented, but they're gone by the spring. So normally mid-season, I don't get to be this lackadaisical about my packing. It needs to be very organized. And then if you don't like distribute it right, I've definitely had crates tip over on me, so that was always fun. Everything's already organized in there the night before, so I just know what to take. And I just, you know, you go. You don't have to think about it, which is nice. We pre-pack all our CSA shares the night before as well.
So people will pick up some of their CSA shares at the farmer's market?
Yeah, they do. And we do, like, I call it the market choice CSA. So anytime we have a market, like Burlington is one of them, and then also Montpelier on Wednesdays, we do like a pop-up market from 4 to 6. And so they get to trade stuff in and out or choose whatever they want to swap items if they want to. We don't usually get a lot of that, but they have the option of doing it. It is like the perfect time of year though for packing, because it's light out, temperature's right, like it makes it, it's all another factor you don't have to think about. Dried mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Making the packaging for them so they can just... So at market, we have another kind of item we can sell consistently without having to always, like, a fresh new item. Like, it's not the getting up in the morning before market day. It's what happened the 3 days before. So the last 2 nights, I've been working till 9 o'clock at night in the field. A Thursday night, I prep beds till dark, and then we just transplanted all our onions till about 7:30, and then we finish getting ready for market. That's what gets you. Normally, like, once the season's rolling, we're on a Friday, if we're doing good, we should be done around 4:35, and then I can, you know, relax. And that makes all the difference. But when you have to get everything in the ground for the season in the spring, as well as do all the harvesting and pack, you know, it takes a little more time.
What's the normal wake-up time working on the farm?
6. I'm not a morning person, actually. I would rather work late in the evening, but we start around 7, so. This time of year is usually around a 12 to 14-hour day.
Yep. It's now 7 o'clock at City Hall Park in Burlington, and the farmer's market is starting to unfold before my eyes. Probably, about a dozen of the tents have gone up already. More and more vendors start to arrive and start to unload.
In the beginning of market season, because it's 24, 26 markets long, it's exciting. You're ready. And then about week 13 or so of, you know, 6 days a week working and waking up on your 6th day really early, you're kind of like, all right, I need a break or something. So what we did last year was I had Beck and Betsy, who work with me, they did market for a weekend. And that was really nice. It's like a season-long sprint
basically, in the sense of you're just like in this mode from May to Halloween, basically, and then it's done.
Yeah. But then you go back and do the winter too.
I do, yeah. But that's every other week, which kind of throws you off, actually, a little bit, at least for me on my like pattern. But it is a little later. It doesn't start till 10. And I bring a lot less. And
the setup is much smaller there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. It's weird. This is kind of like an angle, right?
Yeah. Something to fill that up, though.
We got new display stuff, so it's always like a trick at the beginning of the season to start playing with it again. I always say that I'm going to make time like at the farm to set it up, but that doesn't happen. Maybe do a little angle with that one, though. Right. There's like three crops we buy in for CSA. Sweet potatoes, corn, and it has been asparagus because, well, it takes 3 or 4 years to like actually get something. I didn't get to it until the second, third year to plant it. So, now we got our first round, which was awesome. So some of the CSA members that have been with us, you know, since the beginning have like, you know, in theory supported that crop and now have gotten it, which is really cool.
From start to finish, once you get here, how long does it normally take to set up?
We have to be ready to sell by 8:30, so I have an hour and a half right now. In reality, once we get more food, we'll need to be here at 6. We get faster. All the shiitakes, all the oysters, all the chestnuts and lions, Maine, and sometimes we'll have some others. Those are all from the farm that we grow, which has been a work in progress for years. It's been a bumpy road, I would say, but we're definitely on the upper side, I feel like, of it.
A growing venture.
Yeah, totally. It is extremely gratifying, I guess, to be able to feed people high-quality food that's good for them and grown sustainably, not only for the earth, but also the people that work with me. So much of our food comes from labor that is not compensated how it should be, you know, and that's a major factor. And I think that as much as everyone struggles financially in life, our society really, to be sustainable with our food, has to put more emphasis on food and what it truly costs. It's not that farmers need to make millions of dollars by any means. It's that it needs to be able to be sustainable. You know, paying somebody $10 to $50 an hour, even at minimum wage in the state of Vermont, is not sustainable. That's a major factor. So, like, trying to figure out ways to keep employees on year-round is a big thing, which is still hard. I mean, both two of the folks that I work with only stay on part-time during the winter. But we're getting closer.
Explain the breakdown of how much you sell wholesale, how much you sell at a farmer's market, how much comes from a CSA.
It's about a third each way. A third market, a third CSA, and a third wholesale, which is really nice because it kind of balances everything out. So whether it's payroll or bills or loan payments, whatever it may be, if you have a little bit coming in each direction each week, then you have some stability. The biggest problem with market is that you get a rainy day, you might do $300. When your payroll is $3,000 every 2 weeks, that's a problem. You can't rely on that, is I guess what I'm getting at. The market side is awesome because not only do you get this amazing interaction with your customers and you get to see people excited about your food face to face, you also get the full retail price, which you don't get with wholesale. And CSA, you don't get full retail, you get kind of an in-between gray area, depending on how you design your CSA. Ours is designed to be slightly discounted for our customers, so it's less expensive than buying a market. So there's kind of like this whole balance to all three of those, where wholesale, obviously, there's no customers, which doesn't take as much time. There is cost of like delivering, but you get to sell more, but it's at a lower price.
About a week.
It's now 20 of 2. And the rain is starting to fall on the farmer's market in Burlington. But overall, it was a beautiful sunny day. And a lot of empty space now on the racks.
Where'd everything go?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was reasonable for sure. It's interesting. Last market was actually a little busier, I feel like. But sometimes at the opening market, having a nice day like that, people are just like excited to get out and have some veggies. But
let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah. It's still nice to see people out and it's still like drizzling and everyone's cool with it, you know.
What happens with what's left over today?
The mushrooms that we have left over, they are going to get dried and then are going to be saved in that way. Some of the products we can get cool right away and then we can either resell them or donate them. there is a donation that comes around for the food bank in Burlington, which we then donate to. Pack up is always either kind of lazy or kind of fast, depending on how you're feeling. 30 minutes if we're on it, or it can, you know, dwindle out. But we try to do it pretty quick because it's kind of nice to finish the day and get home. I mean, it's still not only packing all this up, but then I drop off back and then go back to the farm and unpack everything and put everything away and put in the cooler. Anything that's perishable needs to go back in the walk-in.
So your day today will end about what time?
4:30. It's about a 12-hour day, typically. And it really depends on if there's something pressing that has to be done. I could easily continue to work until dark, you know, if it's... It just really depends on how I'm feeling. If I got a lot of sleep the night before, let's say Friday was a rainy day, so I was just doing market stuff, then I went to bed early and got a good night's sleep, then I might work till 9 o'clock on a Saturday after market. We try to pack up as organized as possible, but, you know, at a certain point you get a little, like, let's go home kind of feeling, and end up reorganizing a little bit during the week anyways.
Hello.
Hello. $1, please.
That's $5.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
That was Kyle Doda, owner of 1000 Stone Farm in Brookfield, in conversation and travel with VPR's Rick Singeri.